Well, 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 what a way to start the morning. It's I got Justin G in the house, and I got his headphones turned up so loud the poor boy's ears just popped off of his head. We might have to call 911. How's it now, young man?
Sounds a lot better.
Well, sounds a lot better. Justin G is in the house, and without any further ado, because I think I'm going to skip over, I'll just tell you right quickly, in a word, it's cold. Okay, it's 40 degrees. There is no rain expected today. It's going to be sunny. It's supposed to get up to 66 degrees. And tonight there's going to be a chance of showers before 2 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. And this is a lot of words just to say that it's going to rain all night. That's what's going to happen. It's going to rain.
It's all right.
It says a chance of showers before 2 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 2 a.m. and 4 a.m., then showers.
But it's only a chance of showers. What's the percent chance?
Hey, listen, it's going to rain, all right? Chance of precipitation is 60%.
All right, so that's a 40% chance of no rain.
And now, live from the Wise Guy Factory, Justin G is in the house.
Well, we got to start off with the New York Yankees. They extended their season last night.
They did.
By virtue of rain. They trail the Tigers of Detroit 3-0. They've been outscored 11-5 in those three games. And the last seven games, the Yankees have only scored 14 runs. It's just pathetic. I wrote down a couple of the batting averages of the guys on the team.
Yankee fans, plug your ears.
Well, Raul Ibanez has been the story of the postseason so far. He's batting .350 and he has three home runs, all of which came in the ninth inning or later. I remember first he was pinch hit for A-Rod, and he tied it and then won a game, and then he hit another home run to tie a game, to send the first game with the Tigers to extra innings, where they eventually lost. Derek Jeter was batting .333, of course, but he's out for the season with a broken ankle, so he can't help them any longer. Mark Teixeira has turned it up. He's batting .310. Ichiro's at .297. And Eduardo Nunez hit a big home run off of Justin Verlander the other night to pull the Yankees within one, but they eventually fell short. But the Yankees have two alleged Hall of Fame shortstops in Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter, and of course, Eduardo Nunez is the guy that hits a home run. But the real problem are the guys in the middle of their order. Nick Swisher is batting .154.
Ooh.
Alex Rodriguez was 3-for-23 with 12 strikeouts. Curtis Granderson is batting .103. And Robinson Cano at piddling .130, 3-for-36. So those four guys, Swish, A-Rod, Granderson, and Cano, have only driven in 6 runs in 8 games.
So I haven't been keeping up with it, because when I lived in Manhattan, when I worked in Manhattan, it was very easy to tell what the temperature was outside.
Yeah.
How are the Yankee fans reacting?
Oh, man. You know, I'm a Met fan, and I feel sorry for the Yankee fans. It's really – it's just pathetic. And the thing is, everybody was worried about the Yankees pitching. All seasons were the Yankees, their bats are great, but do they have enough pitching? And the pitching has been pretty good. The pitching has been pretty excellent, actually. It's kept them in all these games. They haven't been getting blown out, but they just can't hit. You can't win scoring 2 runs a game.
Oh, man.
So that's the main problem there. In the National League, the St. Louis Cardinals are up 2-1 over the San Francisco Giants, and this is a team that just has some mojo. They were in a decisive game last week against the Washington Nationals. It was the first time Washington has had a playoff baseball team since the 1930s. In Washington, the fans were going crazy. Washington got off to a 6-0 lead, and they had a 21-game winner on the hill, Gio Gonzalez. The Cardinals just chipped away and chipped away and chipped away, and even down, they were down to their final strike 2 times. They were down 2 runs to their final strike, and they came back and won it and got past Washington. Last night, one of their best players. I mean, they just have some mojo. One of their best players, Carlos Beltran, went out with a knee injury. His replacement, Matt Carpenter, comes in and hits a 2-run home run. So it's just something about these Cardinals. They're just...
Are they the ones that you picked?
You know, I picked the Giants and the Tigers, but It's only 2-1, so you never know. I mean, the Tigers are certainly going to get past the Yankees, I think.
Well, they're ahead 3 games.
Well, only one team has ever come back from a 3-0 deficit.
And it was the Yankees.
No, it was against the Yankees. It was the 2004 Red Sox. The Band of Idiots and Curt Schilling and the Bloody Sock. And there's actually a great documentary on Netflix called 4 Days in October about that series for you Red Sox fans or just baseball fans. Let's see, local sports. We have another week, another loss for Hudson. They fell to Mechanicville, 32-8.
Oh, yeah.
32-8.
Yeah, that's it for them.
Well, they have one more game.
They do?
Thursday night at Cobleskill. Which is quite a ways away. And, you know, maybe after the season we'll find out what happened. They're 0-6. They haven't really been competitive. Winston Lee, who's the player that Bob Lacoste, the head coach, told me was on a couple of recruiting radars, he scored the only 2 touchdowns that Hudson has scored in the last 2 games. He's a running back, and he's done very well at all these combines, so we'll see if he can play at the next level. Speaking of the next level, Hudson's most recent National Football League alumni, Rashad Emmanuel Unique Barksdale. He played in a couple of games in 2007 with the Kansas City Chiefs. He just signed a contract to play with the Sacramento Mountain Lions of the United Football League. So we wish Rashad the best of luck.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know he does a lot for the community here and is a great force here in Hudson.
Absolutely.
So hopefully Rashad Barksdale can make a good showing in the UFL and make it back to the NFL.
Absolutely. That's great news.
Yeah. We have some cross-country running. This Friday, we have the Greene County Championship, which is in C.D. Lane Park in Maple Crest in the Windham area. As Windham Ashland Jewett looks to take the Greene County Championship.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's chilly, but it's nice running weather.
It is.
I mean, this is the best kind of weather to run. Remember, the New York Marathon's always in November.
That's true.
First weekend of November. You know, you want it to be a little bit chilly so you don't overheat. Saturday, the Patroon Conference Championships is in Skodak Island State Park up there on the Hudson. And while we're speaking about running, I just want to give a shout out to my friend Jake Brown, who will be joining Tell It Like It Is at 10 a.m. this morning to talk about barefoot running.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, and so now we know who's coming up on Tell It Like It Is.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a little bit of barefoot running, which is something that I participate in with the Vibram Five Finger Shoes. And I met Jake at one of the Olana runs a couple months ago.
Barefoot
we're both in a race
running.
At Olana. Well, it's not really. Well, there are people that. I was in a half marathon a couple weeks ago, and there was actually a guy who ran totally barefoot. But most of the time, it refers to shoes that are really just like a skin. Each toe has its own compartment, and it doesn't give you any lift, and it doesn't give you any cushioning or support.
Okay.
It basically just keeps your feet from getting cut up.
Okay.
And he'll talk more about that because he's an expert, and he's fast. He dusted me in those races.
Oh, so that's who's coming up. Give me that. Let me have his name again. So
Jake Brown.
Jake Brown.
Yep.
Jake Brown. Get down, Jake Brown, with your bare feet.
And that's going to be at 10 a.m. On WGXC.
Oh, that is cool. That is cool.
Yeah.
So barefoot running. What else will they think of?
It's great. You know, it's more natural. You know,
when I was a boy in South Carolina, I did a lot of barefoot running.
50,000 years ago, our ancestors did a lot of barefoot running.
That's right.
I saw a poster that said, if you didn't like barefoot running, you were food. But, you know, Nike's come out. The shoe companies come out with all these contraptions and this and that. And when I started running, it was only about a year ago, I said, you know, I just want to keep it simple. I just want the most simple. I don't want to have to get fitted for the proper shoe. And I hear people, well, these shoes made my shins hurt, but these shoes made me. I said, no, I just want to run naturally. That's kind of how I got to that point.
They have been doing that for the longest time, since before you were born, when sneakers didn't cost $200. They had sneaker commercials that advertised that the sneaker somehow made you run and jump and
But then why do 7 out of 10 runners get hurt every year?
It's
not healthier. Runners are getting hurt more, and they find that people who run with more expensive shoes end up getting hurt more often.
That's unfortunately, they've been trying to sell And I'm talking about going back to when I was a kid.
Oh, wow. Was that PF Flyers?
No.
Chuck Taylor All-Stars?
They had Keds.
Keds, there you
Keds.
Go.
Keds. Keds. There you go. They had Keds, Kids, Keds.
Yeah.
Don't date me
National
now.
National Football League. We have this weekend on Sunday, Buffalo Bills host the Tennessee Titans at 1 o'clock. And the New York Football Giants host the Redskins at 1 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock, the Jets are playing at New England. Should be a tough game. The Sunday night game is Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. And the Monday night game is Detroit-Chicago. Great rivalry out of the old Norris division.
So the Giants are doing pretty good, huh?
Yeah, the Giants look good. I mean, that they think they're 4-2,
right?
4-2.
I'm fasting from football. I've been on a 4 or 5 year fast.
Well, last week, I mean, they played San Francisco, who's one of the dominant teams. San Francisco has just got this great defense, and they played the Giants in the NFC Championship game last year. So they won the Final Four last year, and the Giants went out to the West Coast and just pummeled them. Just destroyed them. But the Giants have a tendency to do that. They'll go beat good teams on the road.
Tell me about it.
And then they'll lose to crappy teams at home. I mean, Washington, who stinks, beat the Giants twice last year.
Tell me about it, which is why I'm on like a 2 or 3 year Giant hiatus. Because I was getting
frustrated.
I've been having a heart attack. And
they won the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah,
so
I know. It still doesn't matter. Watching, if you're a true Giant fan,
it's
watching
true.
Them play will give you a cardiac.
They're infuriating, but they always show up when it matters most.
Right.
And the Jets at New England is going to be an interesting game because, believe it or not, both teams are tied. That whole division is 3-3. The Jets,
holy crow!
The Jets, the Patriots, the Bills, and the Dolphins are all 3-3. But if you read the stories, you didn't look at the standings. You just read the stories. You would think the Jets are the worst team in the league.
Well, yeah.
Everybody's talking about how bad Sanchez is and where's Tim Tebow and this and that. And meanwhile, they're fine. They're right in it.
New York sports writers will murder you. And
yeah.
I didn't even realize that. I thought they were doing much worse than that. So what is the big deal? What's going on? What is the scuttlebutt between Tebow and Sanchez?
Well, Sanchez has not been having a good season, to put it mildly. He's been pretty bad. He throws a lot of interceptions. He completes very few of his passes,
He's
just mostly been ineffective. Tebow's not been much better on the few opportunities he's had, but he's popular.
Well, wasn't a rap on him that he couldn't pass anyway?
Tebow can't throw, right?
Yeah,
That's the thing.
It's not like you didn't get what you knew you were going to get.
No, but I don't know. Some people think that he has a better leadership style. And
yeah, he was pulling out games
in the last minute, but what was he doing in the first 59 minutes? You know, he was stinking it up and getting lucky. And he's a great guy, and he's great for the sport, but I don't think he's right for the Jets. So they're using him in a limited role. He plays a little bit here and there. He's kind of a backup. But he does do some things.
He's loved.
And New England, who's this juggernaut, and everybody says, look out for New England, look out for New England. They lost to Seattle last week. So, you know, it's hard to figure out the NFL. You'd expect the Patriots to go pound the Jets like they do.
Well,
generally.
Their quarterback, New England's quarterback, can't have but so many more years left in him, does he?
Brady, yeah, he's getting up there. Tom Brady's been around the league a while. He was a backup for a few years, which helped preserve his career, not really playing in games. He was behind the great Drew Bledsoe. But we'll see what happens there.
Yeah. I do know that he's been around for a long time.
Yeah, since the late 90s.
It seems like I've been hearing his name forever.
Yeah, it's because they're always good. Well, so the Yankees and Tigers.
So the Yankees.
Game 4 today at 4 p.m., followed by the Cardinals and the Giants. So that's what's going on today.
So the Yankees survive one more time.
Yeah, by the grace of God, literally.
And you are predicting
Detroit.
They're not going to last.
Well, they might win today because CC Sabathia is pitching, and Sabathia has been virtually perfect in the postseason. He's facing Max Scherzer, but the rainout, if it comes to this, the rainout is going to help Detroit because their best pitcher Justin Verlander pitched in Game 3, so he'll get an extra day rest. Whereas the Yankees' best pitcher Sabathia gets pushed back a day of work. So
oh, the poor babies.
It's just, not going to happen for the Yankees.
It ain't right.
Can't win it every year.
All right.
That's about
right,
it.
Listen to this. I got something for you to hear.
All right.
All right. I'm going to take you back to the old days.
Sounds good.
To the good old days, back when men were men, and boys were boys, and something else.
Hi, kids.
Hi, Kato.
Kids, let's all sing the Ked song. If you want shoes with lots of pep,
get Keds, kids, Keds, for bouncing, zooming every step.
Get Keds, kids, Keds, you'll be a champion with style. Hit that ball a half a mile. They're tough, they last a long, long while. Keds,
kids, Keds.
There's a
I'm an Air Jordan baby. This is way before my time.
Yeah, that's right.
Give me Lamar's Blackman and Air Jordans.
Somewhere out there, there's somebody like me who remembers that doggone sign. And he had your U.S. kids on the back, and it didn't cost $100.
$200. LeBron's new shoe I read cost like almost $300.
Oh, man. I couldn't help it. You brought up running shoes, and I lost it.
Does Sir Roger Bannister wear those?
Watch yourself, young man. All right. Thank you very much, Justin.
Thank you, Philip.
Sports up to date, and we'll be back next week to commiserate about the Yankees. Yeah. Justin G on WGXC.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Columbia Hudson Partnership, offering loans to small businesses in Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more, please call the partnership at 518-828-4718.
Hi, this is Rick Burstell from Cornell Cooperative Extension of Greene County.